It's now time to share our worship with the children. Will the children please come on down?
For the little ones to come in. It's so good to see you all this morning on this rainy morning. Usually we pray after the children's sermon. We're going to do that today, but we're also going to pray before the children's sermon today because I need a little prayer. You know, sometimes you need some extra prayers, and this is one of those mornings. I need a little prayer. So would you all pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, please give me the right words, the words that will touch everyone's hearts, and words that will glorify you. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the reason I need a prayer this morning is because I was asked to do this a long time ago, and I had a good idea for a children's sermon. And then yesterday, something really neat happened, and I totally changed my mind about what I was going to do. So I really haven't practiced this very much or talked about it much. But what happened yesterday is that about 12 people from my family went over to Clinton and did the Girls on the Run 5K run. And it was fun because they had practiced together. About six of them had practiced to do the 5K, which is like 3 miles, a little over 3 miles. And then the rest of us decided at the last minute to walk the 1 mile fun run. Well, some of them that walked the fun run had practiced too. But I decided in the morning that I would do the fun run, and I have not walked a mile on purpose at one time for a long time. But I decided it was a good thing. It was a beautiful day and I was dressed right. Everybody was all excited, so I paid my money and I went over to the starting line with everybody, and they took the runners to the end of the track so they could run 3 miles back to us. We walked a half mile one way and then turned around and came back. Well, we got started on our fun run, or fun walk in my case, and I wasn't even halfway there, and already some of the walkers were coming back toward me. And I was kind of feeling a little low, but you know what? I wasn't walking alone. My sister-in-law, Patty, was walking with me. Now, I know she can walk a lot faster than I can, and she could have gone right ahead without me. But she stayed with me the whole walk, even though I was the caboose. Do you know what the caboose is? The end of the train, that's right. And I got to the halfway point. Well, as I got to the halfway point, some of those kids were coming back running toward me, so I thought, well, you know what, I could cheer them on. So I started saying good job and clapping for the ones that were already heading back. And of course, I was the last one to turn around with Patty to walk back toward the finish line. And as we were walking back, I got to thinking, there were some pretty fast runners that were coming toward us. And I knew some of them would probably be there back to the finish line before I got to the finish line. And sure enough, we looked back and there was some man running like crazy. And I knew he was going to cross the finish line before even I did. And I only walked a mile. Anyway, he did. But I got there before the next person came. So I didn't feel so bad. You know, as I almost got to the finish line, there was a bench by the side of the path. And that bench sure looked good, because I was really tired. I could feel the blood in my face. My heart was pumping pretty hard. I hadn't walked that long for a long time. But you know what? I said, no, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish this. I'm going to keep going past that bench. And I did. And like I said, Patty stayed with me through the whole thing, even though she could have gone a lot faster. And you know, I got to thinking, Patty was kind of like Jesus for me yesterday. She was walking with me the whole way, just like Jesus walks with us every day. Well, then I got to cross the finish line, and I got to watch and cheer on other people as they crossed the finish line, and everybody in our family came in, and they kept coming in, and we were cheering for them and taking pictures of them. And then I realized that Madison here hadn't crossed the finish line yet, and we were looking for her, and I kind of started getting worried. And I said to Patty, has she been training? You know, I in my mind pictured Madison sitting by the side of the path just worn out, because I knew she had a hard time getting up yesterday, didn't she, to go. And I thought, oh, she's just sitting by the side of the path. She can't go on. And Patty said, oh, no, she's been training. She runs. That's not a problem. So then I got to worrying. I thought, well, maybe her feet are hurting her, because she'd been saying the night before her shoes were hurting. I thought, oh, maybe her feet are hurting her. Maybe she's got blisters on her feet. She can't go on. And no, Patty said, I'm sure she's fine. So I asked Marina, who'd come in. She'd run the 5K. And I said, did you see Madison? And you know what she told me? Madison was with another one of her friends who was kind of having a little struggle getting along the path herself, wasn't she? So she decided to stay with her friend and run with her. So Madison was kind of being Jesus for that girl. And you know what? Pretty soon, there they came, holding hands, running together. And they ran across the finish line, holding hands. So I want you to think, how many times has somebody been Jesus for you this week? How many times in this coming week will somebody be Jesus for you, walking with you and helping you along the way? And more importantly, can you be Jesus to somebody else? Yeah, I bet you could. So I want to read a little Bible verse. Could you hold this for me for a second? This is a Bible verse that my daughter made up, kind of drink bottles with for everybody, and put this Bible verse on it. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. So this week, let's fix our eyes on Jesus and let's run the race. Okay? Can y'all pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for every child here and every family they represent. And help us to be Jesus this week for everyone we meet too. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.